Thursday. That's right. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in on this wonderful, sexy Thursday. Thirsty Thursday. It is a day in which the thirsty shall be quenched. I'm glad everyone's here. I was working on a new, so you know I'm doing the, you know that I sell the coffee, everyone. I'm sure you'd be shocked to hear. I wanted to ask you guys something. So I think the Christmas flavors I'm going to do are going to be like Christmas cookie and then the vanilla cream one. Then I thought about doing a special, like a dark Christmas, like black as night. First, I thought about calling it what I wanted to call it. I don't know if it's too. It's not like I'm worried about offending my viewers, you know, because I know you all aren't going to be offended. But I'm trying to wonder if it's. I'm thinking if it's in bad taste, because I could come up with another name. So I was thinking about calling it Midnight Mass. Mostly because obviously midnight, it's super dark. And then people do the Christmas Midnight Mass, at least in the Midwest. But it's also not very Christmassy. So I could call it like, instead of calling it Midnight Mass, I could call it like Santa's Dark Side, or, oh, I could call it like the Naughty List. I could call it like Naughty List Dark Roast or something like that. I don't know. Blacklight Christmas? No, Dark Christmas, like Christmas Carol Ghosts. Just call it Dark Christmas. I thought the Midnight Mass thing, also excellent show. I thought it would, I didn't know if it was like overthinking it, you know. Shout out, by the way, I actually like kind of these dark or like more serious Christmas movies. Like The Fat Man is really, really good. Dark Winter Nights kind of sounds like an emo band or like an indie band. Lump of Coal, I thought, but like, I thought maybe like, then it's kind of associated with something negative, you know? But I thought it would be cool to have like a Christmas flavor that wasn't like all like, you know, sugary and whatever. You know, I thought it'd be kind of cool. Ebenezer. I don't know if I could technically call it that. Maybe I could. I mean, am I going to get sued? It's just a name, right? Yeah. I think like Naughty List. I like Midnight Mass personally, but it could be a little, I don't know, not in good taste. So maybe something like Ebenezer's Dark Roast. Something like that. Then at least it still has a Christmas. Then it still has a Christmas. You know, oh, Krampus, that might be good too. Yeah. Jeremy, do the Ebenezer. I'd buy like 26. Yeah, I mean, Ebenezer's Dark Roast, I think, is actually pretty cool. It's on brand. And like, if people are building their, you know, because we sell so many gift boxes, like it's kind of on theme, you know. Lump of Fetterman. Gross. I'm going to send these over to my marketing guys, see what they think. Let's see. I could call it Dark Christmas, too. All right. Enough of that. Dark Beehole? Nah, I don't think that that's a very... That doesn't really... That's not a very tasty... It doesn't seem tasty. It doesn't seem like something I want to spend my money on. Scrooge has been my identity since I was a kid because I love working more than other people, so I buy a lot of Scrooge-themed stuff. Oh, nice. I always work the holidays. Any chance I could get to get, like, overtime or extra hours, I mean, that's when I worked. Like, all the kids were on Christmas break. They're like, what are you doing for Christmas break? I'm like, I'm working so I can buy a PlayStation game or something, you know? Lots of interesting news. I wanted to talk about, let's see here. Let's see. Okay. Let's bring up. Somebody sent me a story I wanted to start with. Did you know that homeless marauders are... This is why these cities have the crime that they do. Okay, so this is... White liberal freaks out at CVS employee for calling cops on two shoplifters. Quote, you just elicited violence against two black men by calling the police on them. Now, again, this is Twitter. So you can see that this video is very clearly old. Nobody gives a crap about context on Twitter anymore, but I did think this was funny.
Ask. So I live in the neighborhood,
sure.
And I have come to the CVS very often. Mm-hmm. May I ask why you called the police on those two men?
CVS policy dictates that if they're shoplifters,
mm-hmm.
the exit store with merchandise unpaid for,
yeah,
we should get the police involved. And if the police apprehend them, mm-hmm. we issue a barring order.
Okay.
So I actually did not elect to press charges. I said, hey, look, I just want them to know they can't come in here anymore because they shoplifted, and I just need them to sign that, and I need my merchandise back. And the officers obliged, and the guy said, same thing, thank you, and they left.
It's not your merchandise. It's the store. So you know what happened.
Follow my company's policies, not your policies.
Is it too loud? Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Well, I can appreciate your concern.
So you're willing to risk someone's life for, what, $30,000 a year?
There was no risk.
So I like how she shames him for what he earns, too. Like, you only make X dollars a year.
In my opinion, thank you. You have a great night.
Is your name?
My name is Store Manager.
My name is Store Manager. What he should have said is, my name is Humongous.
Oh, what is his name?
No one's going to tell you my name when you're sitting here videotaping us so that you can try and elicit some sort of violence against me. It's not going to happen.
Elicit violence against you? You just elicited violence against two black men by calling the police on them.
We got to walk away when one of them had a warrant and could have been arrested and the cops still let him go.
Just listen to yourself. You work with black folks. You just remember that.
You work with black folks. You think that the black dude who's working at that CVS wants people to come there and steal from him? I thought this video opened up a conversation that's like a little...
Hockey.
Yeah, I meant to mute that, not reverb it. Good Lord. I don't mind when he barks at people. Huh, come here. Thank you. I know. Thank you. I want people to be scared to come to my house. Did you poke a hole in my screen again? Did you do that? You want to say hi? Come on up here. Come on. Come on. Up. Come on. There you go. Good boy. Rawr. Thank you. Are you a big tough guy? Are you a big tough guy? Are you a big tough guy? See how tough he is? Yeah, that's, yeah. So anyway, I thought, well, you'll probably get more dog reverb in 23 minutes when the mail guy gets here. Hey, Jim, as a fellow shepherd owner, could you bring some attention to Biden's shitty care of dogs? His dog bit somebody. And I did. I even tweeted about it yesterday. You know, like, you know, I mean, look, here's what I'll say about German Shepherds and the president and whatever. Here's the thing. I have two and a third one on the way. Surprise. You guys all get to meet my new all black German Shepherd in just a few weeks. But he is a little nibbly. This guy, his sister is not. She never ever exhibited any of that kind of behavior, except with other animals. Like, she'll kill a rabbit or something like that if I let her, which, you know, she, if I don't see it or something. But you know, my thing is, when you get a dog like this, you either put the time in or you take the responsibility. Like, if your dog is a known nipper, you put it on a leash and you don't just let it roam the house and bite people. You know what I mean? Like, I have a whole procedure for when people come over to my house, because he doesn't like when people come in the front door because it's shadowed glass. It's like smoked glass, so they look like this blob outside the window. And it freaks them out. So I just have people come around the back and go in the sliding door in the back, and they just walk in and he's fine with it. Like, he doesn't care. You just gotta learn, like, what, you know, what you gotta do to protect your dog and the people around you. I don't have any issues with Ruby, but Huck is a little more spicy, so, you know, he gets a little more strong corrections and stuff like that. You mind a sass? He snaps when he wants to sass. Yeah, well, he'll do this thing where he, like, nip at your butt if you're walking away from him and he wants to get your attention. Not, like, break the skin, but, like, be like, nip, you know? Oh, yeah, my German Shepherds are getting
reimagined.
That's right, that's right. You know, as I think, so I got to, you know, I get watch them around new people, but, you know, I wouldn't worry about him with kids or anything like that. Hey, go boy. So anywhoozle, I was talking about So this video, this white Karen that's yelling at some poor CVS employee for following company, you know, company policies or whatever. You know, I think it's hilarious because usually these people are well off or upper middle class, almost exclusively white and female, and they're the first ones to cry when crime hits them, right? Like they're first ones to cry when things go bad, and that's what's happening. And they leave. It's so predictable. It's wild how easily predictable it is. But we take this dumb Karen, right, which is clearly an old video because it's Twitter, and all everyone does is race bait on Twitter. But you have just this morning, okay? Starbucks now closes 7 locations in downtown San Francisco due to rampant crime surge. Their mayor literally said that this is crazy, that San Francisco is, quote, the victim of sensational crime headlines, and that the crime isn't real. The list of companies that have left San Francisco in the last 2 years reads Nordstrom, CB2, Anthropologie, Whole Foods, Old Navy, Saks OFF 5TH, Office Depot, Athleta, Abercrombie & Finch, Disney, Marshalls, H&M, Gap, and now 7 Starbucks locations, in addition to several Target locations. Now, which do we think is true, right? Which do we think? You get like these morons like Seth Rogen who are like, weed, bro. It's cool. He left you a cool knife. Like multimillionaire liberals don't care when somebody breaks into their car because they have 15 others. And they don't have to deal with it on their way to work. They have somebody else who deals with it. I think that you get these people, you know, 40,000 people, by the way, have left San Francisco since that day. 40,000. And you know who I suspect they were? They were any white liberal with enough money to leave, probably with families. You know, like all of these people are leaving San Francisco, and they're not saying why, because they're so stupid. But where are they moving? They're moving to Florida and they're moving to Texas. That's where they're moving, or the Midwest. I wonder why that is. It's probably because, you know, it's definitely not because the crime is better in these areas. The San Francisco mayor, London Breed, said efforts are underway to revitalize downtown in hopes of attracting companies and workers to vacant offices, which are 30% of all, I assume this is retail spot, real estate, is vacant. And it's like, what in the hell? I mean, and these people keep voting for it. And then see what happens is all these, like the 40,000 people that have left San Francisco that may have considered electing somebody a little more tough on crime. They may have considered electing someone else a little more, you know, tough on crime, but now they left. So they're going to go to Texas, they're going to go to Florida, and they're going to vote liberal again, because they're too stupid to know the consequences of their votes. That's the black pill, and that's the clown pill in all of this. You know, they're going to move to Texas and they're going to feel safe around all those gun lunatics, and they're still going to vote liberal. They all move to Florida and they're going to do the same thing. And the people that are left in San Francisco are either too poor to leave or agree with it. So this is what happens is you end up with a city. This is just at least my opinion. you're going to end up with a city that was spiraling. And instead of correcting, it's just going to get exponentially worse because there's no one left who would vote. No, there's no one left who would vote for safe on crime or tough on crime in San Francisco. And what's interesting to add to that, what Joe Rogan accurately pointed out is that the reason that they don't fix these problems is because they get hundreds of millions of dollars a year to deal with these problems. Does that make sense? You've got $100 million, maybe $10 million in payroll, people who are whose literal job it is to quote-unquote manage homelessness, to manage addiction, to manage crime. What happens if you fix it? That's why these people do the absolute bare minimum. They don't want to fix the homeless problem because it would put them out of a job. They don't want to fix the drug problem because it would stop the flow of money. And the very same thing is true of the elected officials.
I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, I just mean in downtown LA. Downtown LA is fucked. It's fucked. So I don't even know if he's still there anymore. Like, this is quite a while ago. Mm. I would have fucking...
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but I mean, I would have, if I was in downtown LA, I really would have. Like, that place is crazy. Dude, I remember filming Fear Factor in downtown LA in like 2003 or something like that. It was crazy back then. I was like, this is wild. There's so many homeless people down there.
It is insane. The amount of, I mean, tent cities everywhere you look.
Insane.
Everywhere you look. And it's just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You what know, what the hell? So much. It's like, it's... And what kills me is some of these tents have like electricity, like they got generators and TVs. I'm like, whoa, are you homeless or are you camping?
Poles and shit. They're opening up poles and pulling wires out and diverting power. Like, mm-hmm. Some of these guys are like homeless electricians.
Yeah, no, it's like, okay, that's, you know, I feel like that they're making that choice.
Well, there's probably, as fucked up as it is, some kind of community to being a part of this struggle with all these other people that are sleeping on the streets. Mm. What the fuck did you neglect that you let these people camp out on streets? Why would you let that happen ever? You know, and is it encouraging them if you do let them do that? I mean, I don't know, but I know there's a.
I think the fact of the reality is there are some people who you know, the homeless problem is very complicated. It's not just, you know, like my dad always used to like assume that a lot of bums were just like rich guys who were also panhandling or something like that. That, you know, there are people who are legitimately homeless, but the fact of the matter is the overwhelming majority of homeless people are not only men, but also either suffering from addiction or mental health crisis. That's how. I mean, that's the reality of the homeless. If you could help them with their mental health stuff or their addiction stuff, you could have a fighting chance of getting them off the streets. But the problem is they go to San Francisco where it's an open-air drug market, or they go to Oregon, or they go to Seattle where you can get your drugs anytime, anywhere. You get a little money from the state, you know. It's interesting, you know.
And they're out there. Well, we're doing our best to outreach, and so he shows this list to us of all the people in LA that are making money, that are they're supposed to be managing the homeless problem. Some of them are making $250,000 a year, and they're out there. Well, we're doing our best to outreach and get them safe crack pipes. Like, it's madness.
People
it's
have complete no concept, no understanding of the situation.
Well, not only that, they have no incentive. The people that are running it, if the homeless problem goes away, they don't have a job anymore. So what are they going to do? They're going to make sure it's manageable. And, well, we need more funding. We're very close to cracking this problem. We're going to need more funding. And they just keep getting more funding. Mm-mm. And
that's the exact truth of it. Is that the people who are, in fact, incentivized The people who are in charge of fixing the problem are incentivized to not fix the problem. If anyone ever asks you, wow, oh geez, why don't they just fix the homeless problem? Why don't they just, this is the truth of it. Is that there is no people who are, there are no people with reach and power that are actually incentivized to fix these problems. The construction company from Rumpel says that the construction company I work for won't cover our hotel rooms when we travel, so we camp because it's cheaper. Set up a tent, pay electricity for the next 3 months on the job. Oh, I have a friend that does that all the time. He sleeps in his car, or he gets paid for hotel rooms, but he still camps because then you can stack that cash. Same thing with their healthcare system. Exactly, American Son. I mean, that's the truth. Like, it's way more profitable to put you... Huck, do you want to go back downstairs? Come here. Hucky. Huck. Do you want to be at work with Dad or not? Huh? Do ya? Do we or not? The question has been posed. Your behavior will be your answer. I mean, it's way easier to give people to get people on a prescription than to cure them. I mean, this is the nexus or the crutch of a lot of, you know, homeopathic medicine too. Now, I'm not like hardcore into it, but you know, I understand the theory. You know, it's way easier to manage. It's way more profitable to manage cancer than to cure it. And that's why, like, we're never going to actually have a cure for cancer. Like, that's just the truth. That's the sad truth. You know how they quote-unquote cured AIDS? AIDS is no longer a death sentence. True. Guess what it is, though? It's 45 prescription pills every single day for the rest of your life. What a coincidence! Not only do they find a way to keep you around on this planet for the extended amount of time, but they figured out how to cram pills on your throat every single day. What a coinky dink. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, though. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, guys. Stop with the conspiracy theories. Stop it. Don't do that. Tactical Shoot says vagrancy and trash lowers property values. Why do you think they are allowing this nonsense to happen? Well, I just explained it. The people who are in charge of fixing it are not financially incentivized to fix it, and they're all evil. So that's why they don't give a shit about property values. As long as the money keeps rolling in, the property values don't matter. You think the governor? Here's the real truth of it too. There used to be a law where I lived, and I don't know how this is prevalent in other cities, but I believe it should be. Anybody who serves for government in any particular city, for any government position, should have to live in that city. That used to be the way it was for Milwaukee, but then they stopped being able to get firemen and police people. Nobody wanted to live in the city. Well, I think that's pretty telling. Every single person, from the mayor to the, you know, to all the way up to, if your district is, you know, whatever, you have to live there. There is no commuting in. Because that's how you end up with people who really don't give a crap, you know? They really don't give a crap. They don't have to live in it. They come to work. That's it. That's just, you know, that's my opinion. But then they couldn't hire for it because who the hell wants to live in Milwaukee? You know? I mean, there are some cool areas of Milwaukee. There are some nice areas of it. By the way, I have a sponsor for this stream, and it's Private Internet Access. My promo code gets you 83% off, 4 months free. Or the link is in the chat in the description of the video. If you don't have a VPN yet, Definitely, while we're talking here, pick up a VPN. I use it on my phone, my laptops, all of my computers around the house. First of all, it allows you access to a lot of streaming content that you wouldn't normally get access to, which is the number one reason I use it. You can get access to different programming. You want to watch Robin Hood. You want to watch something on the BBC. You want to watch something that's blocked in your area. VPN will fix that. Sports teams. PA is 100% open source. They've got 24/7 customer support. Super easy to set up and configure. And again, 83% off, 4 months free with my promo code. If you don't have, they are no log service, I believe, as well. So if you don't have one yet, use the link in the description and or the one I just put in chat. Get a massive discount. And it's nice to have sponsors for streams. So if you don't have one yet, it's cheap, easy to set up. Get it on, I think, up to 10 devices. Yeah, they have a strict no logs policy. We don't record traffic or store any browsing data from our users ever. So there you go on the no logs. Boom. And it's also easy to set up on Linux. So grab that. I wonder if a VPN will help once the dictatorship of Canada bans Rumble. Yes, it will. Yep. If you live in the UK, you live in Canada, you want to get around their red wall, that's how you get it. Now, how's everyone's Thursday shaping up? What are you guys up to this weekend? Jeremy, just inspired. I'm looking up education to become a street detective and go apply for San Francisco. Move there. Lots of overtime and murder. Imagine paperwork for cases. Yeah, I mean, it's if they even bother solving it. Mowing the lawn, drinking, and video games. I've got you've seen the Mars Volta? They're still touring. Dude, the Mars Volta, man, I remember when the Mars Volta is formerly the other band with In Casino Out and One Arm Scissor, right? Am I thinking of the right band? In Casino Out. Yeah, At the Drive-In, right? They're like part of At the Drive-In. Am I right about that? King of Biltong, good afternoon from Anton's in Roanoke, Texas. Free shipping on your Biltong. It's good stuff, by the way. Go to landofbiltong.com and antonusa.com using the code Q. Get some free shipping. Jeremy, need your delivery details for Biltong samples, sir. Email me from your work account at thequartering@gmail.com. Okay, so it is from, I remember, dude. One Arm Scissor, well, that was Relationship and Command, I think. That record made me want to learn how to play bass. Like, One Arm Scissor is like such a rockin' song. Like, it goes hard. I love it. I love that whole era of rock. Yeah, I saw Styx Hexenhammer opened up a bunch of Biltong. You know, I'll put up your website too. Bring that up. There it is. Look at that delicious, delicious meats. Bison, Japanese Wagyu, other South African treats. And they sell Styx merch. Look at that. Where's your meat package? Like, he sent Styx. He's been asking to send me one. I just haven't gotten back. Don't tread on me. Nearly 60% of all Americans want big businesses to stay out of politics. Majority of Americans want big business to stay out of politics, according to a new poll conducted by Gallup and Bentley University. Its survey has revealed up to 60% of Americans believe that companies should not take a public stance on social or political issues. No, I'm going to bring back a classic here. Shout out if you remember this one. No doy. No doy. I believe that that number is higher. It's just, meat is murder. That reminded me of a propaganda song where it's like, meat is still murder and dairy is still rape. I think the lead singer's a vegan. You're just stupid as anyone, but I know my mistakes. Something like that. I forget that song. What is that song called? Propaganda. It's probably from, God, if you know this, you're an OG. Like How to Clean Everything, or like maybe their self-titled record. I'm dating myself. So yeah, despite the increasing trend of corporate activism, Americans appear to be growing wary of businesses injecting politics. No kidding. No kidding. While some business leaders have openly embraced woke ideologies, this poll suggests this approach may negatively impact public approval of the company. Oh, finally, they're catching up. They're finally catching up. They're finally they're understanding get woke, go broke. Americans are more inclined to support businesses taking a stance on issues like climate change, mental health, free speech, and healthcare. Well, I'll tell you this. Mental health, if a company takes a stance on mental health, that is not seen as political. Oh yeah, Nailing Descartes to the Wall. Yeah, that's the name of that song. That's the song. Turn it on and rock out. You never heard of Propagandhi? Dude, that How to Clean Everything record was like so perfect at that time in my life. And I think they actually spun off into another band called the Weaker Thans, which I actually really like too. Yeah, this is the...
Stop consuming animals.
Yeah. I feel sad when it's recognized. The border of which... Okay, so it's on Less Talk, More Rock, I think, their record. Reason and sanity. I consider it a measure of my humanity to be written off by the living grains of a billion murdered lives. And I'm not ashamed of my recurring dreams about being a gun and a different species of carnage thrown about the stock guy's factories. Yeah, it's more punk, I guess. But, like, we just call it rock back then, you know? Here you go. You cannot deny that. Being still murder and getting still rape. And I am still as stupid as anyone, but I know my mistakes. I just remember they used to do all ages shows too. Pennywise was another band that fractured or came from a band called Crimpshine, I think. Right? I think Crimpshine or Crimpshine was another band. Dude, Propagandhi is not pop punk. Get out of here. Like, not even close. So, Americans, Ebenezer's Wieners. I don't know. They were definitely not pop punk. 90s Lagwagon style punk. Yeah, all these bands were popular then. Lagwagon, No Use for a Name, No Effects, obviously. Then you got into like the more emo stuff, like the Get Up Kids and Alkaline Trio started getting popular around that same era. That four minute mile record was really, really popular from the Get Up Kids. Punk scene got super woke. I have friends who are still in it. Yeah, it's, I mean, the punk scene was always kind of, I mean, liberal, obviously. But like now, I mean, Fat Mike, they required vaccination at their shows and you had to wear a mask. It's like, yeah, it's, nothing says punk rock like get in line to do what Big Pharma tells you to do, you know? Americans in favor of businesses taking a stance on climate change, which again isn't, when they say climate change, really, if a company says like, hey, we use 70% recycled goods, or we try to do this, that, or the other thing, I don't think people get offended by that. You know, I don't think that bothers them. Because when they say climate change, now if a company's like we're against the climate change agenda deniers and this, that, and the other thing, that's making it political. But like recycling your stuff is not offensive. Mental health, same thing. Like not a big deal. I think most people are cool with that. Free speech, obviously, people would favor that. But then you get down to the things that people really don't like. And then you get into abortion, political candidates, and religions. Green Day's Holiday is even more relevant now than it was then. Yeah. Yeah. Ramones wearing, or hipsters wearing Ramones t-shirts, not knowing a damn thing about them. The best part is they paid $80 for it at Hot Topic, you know? I mean, I don't think anyone's really surprised by this. You know, it's like, I mean, it's pretty obvious that you have a situation where we've reached critical mass, where people are not interested in, you know, having... you know, having politics injected into every aspect of their life. It seems like a totally obvious thing for all of us. It's like, well, no kidding. But when the mainstream media starts covering it, not that the Daily Mail is exactly mainstream media, but when they start covering it, it's like, it's a little more, you know, it's like, yeah. Where have you been? Where have you been for the past 5 years? You know, my channel has amassed 1.5 million subscribers over the years. Sure, it's only about 150,000 regular viewers, but that's a lot of people, especially when you take all the other channels out there. It's like no kidding. Nobody wants this stuff.
Spring. Today, students protested outside Charles Page High School, calling the cards racist. Fox 23's Tony Matarzitsky joins us live with who created these cards in the first place.
His name is Joel Patrick, I'm sorry, and he's actually African-American. Now, parents I spoke with say this is intended for comedic relief, but there's nothing humorous about these.
This is the Instagram page of Joel Patrick. He calls himself the Black Redneck and posts skits for his 1 million followers. He created these cards that are now being found in schools across the country and now here in Sand Springs. Parent Angela Stites says her daughter received a card Tuesday.
She's like, actually, they're selling them for $1. And she's like, and then when they were done selling them, they started passing them out.
This card, originally made for humor, she says, it isn't tickling her funny bone.
It angered me, it hurt me, and it literally bothers me to my core.
Hi, my name is Joel Patrick.
What a shock that a middle-aged white woman would be offended by this. What a shock. What a shock. People were passing the story around today, but it's not real. I mean, it's old. But I had another story I wanted to talk to you. I wanted another story. Where is it? Disney's favorability. No, that wasn't it. Dang it. Raspberries. Where's the tweet? Oh, that's a nice picture, though. I had it set up. Okay, I got it over here. So, okay, here we go. Right? Where's Steven? Where's my video editor in the chat? If he's listening, type in the chat so I can see you. Here we go. This is what I wanted. Okay. Yeah, JF murdered his wife, I heard. Allegedly. Did you see Trump's impression of Biden recently? I have not. Oh, okay. No, I know who Cat Cans is. I think I like that it's we've got a great oh, I see Al. Okay, yeah. I got you, Al. I suppose I should make my editor's mods, huh? All right, Al, you are a moderator. Tell Steven to let me know what his Rumble username is. All right. I think it's pretty interesting, to be honest with you. All right, I've got an interesting story for all of you. It's not that uncommon these days for businesses to try and like get a gimmick, some way to get articles written about them. Only recently, though, did we see discrimination as a very widely used tactic. It started with a lot of coffee shops essentially charging a pink tax or charging men more. There were several places like this that ended up closing because, well, people don't put up with that. It's cool. You know, it's cool to talk about it, but there were multiple places that tried to pull this. Now, the new thing is to charge white people more. And the way they're getting around it is simply by saying that they're giving a discount to non-white people. You know, obviously, we all know if this were any different, if the colors were reversed, obviously, this would be not allowed. Remember this, Vegan Cafe charged 18% man tax, now set to close. And there were all sorts of options like this, all sorts of stories like this. This is a cafe that caused controversy by charging male customers a man tax to bridge the gender pay divide, is now closing. Handsome Her, a vegan cafe, sparked global debate in 2017 when it announced that it would offer women priority seating and charge men 18% more to, quote, reflect the gender pay gap, which we all know is a fallacy. I mean, it's so weird to me that, I mean, again, this is from, I'm going to bring it up because there's people still doing it. But it started as like this, oh, well, we're going to go and we're just going to, you know, give a discount. It's not mean-spirited. We only want women, which, again, I think is stupid. here's a, you know, in these coffee cafes, right? Here's my promise to you, by the way. You can go to coffeebrandcoffee.com right now or use the link in the description, and I will give both men and women 10% off. Now is a great time to check out our fall flavors, which are ridiculously delicious. Pumpkin pie, butterscotch toffee, spiked jack-o'-lantern, all available in whole bean and ground. We have over 25 different other coffees available, including obviously our premium unflavored coffees. Dark, light roast, we have decaf, we have K-cups, double caffeinated, stuff like blueberry cobbler, orange creamsicle, strawberries and cream, cold brews, everything. And guess what? I want to just sell all of it to all of you. And I don't care if you're a man or a woman. It seems like that's what you'd want to do if you were a business. Now, I suppose you have to get creative with the headlines, but this is an interesting one. New York City bar makes white people pay more to get in. Now, a lot of people are saying, why is this, how is this legal? Well, I think the, first of all, they're just giving a discount. So you have tier one, first cut of the pie, sold out. Tier two, felon fatale, $35. Tier three, nearly knocked out, $40. And the last gasp is $45. I think the way they do these is if you buy early, you get cheaper tickets. I think that's what this is. And then you see $25 BIPOC equity tier. That's, what is this, biracial or person of color? For BIPOC guests only, experiencing financial hardship and do not fit this description, reach out. I mean, to me, this is just really stupid. I don't really understand. Like, I don't get why you want this. I guess if you live in a city, first of all, it's extraordinarily condescending to black folks. I would think that you're basically like, well, you need to pay less money because you're poor. I mean, I don't know. This place is called, I wanted to look up a noir fresh meat at the Red Pavilion, is it? Let's see how their reviews are. I wonder if this is working out for them or not. Well, it opened back in 2023, and apparently they need, well, they have, looks like they've got pretty good reviews. Let's see. Takeout and delivery in Brooklyn, New York. Okay, well, good for you. Let's see. Let's check this place out. Let's see if I want to pay extra as a white to attend it. Let's check out some of their reviews. Okay, 5 stars. Oh, looks like an interesting place. All local guides. Interesting. Curious. Here's someone who left a 1-star. Do not come here if you're looking for anything even close to a regular dim sum experience. They claim that they're creating an innovative dim sum experience by putting goji beans, caviar, and sriracha mayo on your dim sum dishes. Look how mad that person is. Probably a white person. I'm guessing that there's probably a white person that left that review, maybe. And then that's what sparked all this. I don't even understand, like, why somebody would want to do this. It's extremely stupid and extremely racist. And also, I would assume... that, you know, as somebody who is a biracial or person of color, I don't think you want to buy an affirmative action steak. I think you want to pay the same as anyone else. This is what, you know, when people always say this, like, you know, liberals are the real racists. It's really hard to refute that. You know, it's really hard to go up against that. Because it really is. It's whether you're either charging white people more money, which would be racist, or you're assuming black people can't pay enough, can't pay the same prices, which is also racist. Some of the replies, obviously. I wonder if they, I wanted to see if they had the Red Pavilion. I wanted to check their Twitter feed quick, because that could be very interesting. The Red Pavilion, I'm sure it's like the Red Pavilion restaurant. NYC or something like that. NYC. No, maybe not. NYC's hottest new nightclub, the Red Pavilion, opens in Bushwick. Well, nobody's... it's curious, nobody's talking about it. So maybe that's the issue. To me, the best thing you can do, you know, people say, why is this legal? How is this legal? Well, I think the best thing you can do is spread the word and just say, hey, well, if you don't want white people's money, then good luck. Now, there are businesses that could survive on that, especially in New York City, if you wanted to ban white people from your restaurant. Because to me, charging more money to get in is, in fact, it's no different than banning, because it's creating a... it's creating a barrier to entry based on skin color. It's wild that this is still a thing. But you know, what can you say? You know, I don't really buy into any of this garbage, and like, I don't live in New York City, but it'd be very easy to just never eat there again. There's a million restaurants, and people just think, oh, we can do this. Again, we just talked about it in a survey. That recent survey that said like 90 or 70% of people don't want their companies to get political. Hey, you're black-owned business. You want to give a discount to other black people. That's your right. Okay, you can do that. That's fine. As long as, and you know, obviously I can't stop you from doing that. But what I can say is, then you must also acknowledge that if a white person did it, it would be viewed extremely differently. And then you're going to dance around and say, well, that's because of institutional racism. And all white people are born with exactly the same amount of money and all have the exact same background as everyone else. And they've had lived life on Easy Street because they're white. That's how these people will justify it. They're like, well, I'm just leveling the playing field because, you know, all white people are born rich, just like all black people are born poor, right? That's that same level of thinking. That's the same logic that these idiots have. There are thousands of black people that have more money than I'll ever have. Okay? Tens of thousands. Maybe even more than that. It's not about your skin color. It's more about where you grew up and what your parental situation was and, you know, what you did with the opportunities you have. You want to make that argument? You want to say we're giving a cheaper price to people who are orphans or people who are unemployed? You know, people of all skin colors are unemployed right now. It's tough. You know, bring a voucher for your 9% interest rate mortgage and we'll give you a cheaper ticket price. That affects everybody. But the idea, you know, it's just different when they do it. It's still discriminatory. See, this is very discriminatory. If you ask me, charging based on their race or ethnicity is unethical. All individuals, regardless if they're BIPOC, oh, I've said it wrong the whole time. It's black, indigenous, people of color, or white should be treated fairly and equally. Yeah, I would agree. But I guess they get a headline, and I guess they get this video. I wonder if it's going to affect their reviews at all, you know, once people see this stuff, once it leaves their little woke bubble. Stupid. Can't wait for them to close. Like, literally can't wait for them to close. I can't wait. Can't wait! Very excited for them to close. Half black is included in BIPOC. It's biracial. But if you're 99% white and only 1% black, I maybe you could say that you are still biracial. I would think that you should be able to make that argument, right? Yeah, I'm a white dude that grew up in the ghetto with junkie parents. I had to work real fucking hard to become a homeowner in today's market. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so stupid that it's like, tell me you're a racist. I mean, you're literally saying that your assumption is that black people can't pay as much as white people. That's just like the literal definition of racism. And they're going to think like, what, that this is woke and cool and it's going to change things? No, they just do it either they just do it for the headlines and for extra press. I don't know who owns that place. I don't know if they're white or black, but whoever they are, they're stupid. That's what I can say. You know, whoever they are, they're stupid. And they have a backwards view of the world. Because it's just, there's nothing inherently about somebody's skin color that gives them more or less money. It's all dumb. If you're biracial but have light skin, they call you passing and disregard you. Well, that's true too. Yep, that is also true. I mean, the trans community does that too. They have created this thing called passing privilege. I guess if you're trans and you give a shit about how you look and you try to look like a girl, if you're a boy, and if you try to look like a boy, if you're a girl, that's a privilege. You know, it's all wild to me how a lot of this nonsense ends up the way it is. Today is kind of a light day in news. There wasn't a lot to talk about. You know, Drew Barrymore got screwed over by woke writers. So these writers told Drew Barrymore, hey, you gotta come back. You can't cancel us. You can't go back to work. You have to stay on strike to stand by us. So she went back on strike, and then they refused to go back to work with her. Because that's what happens every time. Every time you... Yeah, it was only a matter of time they started devouring themselves. Yeah, of course, because it's really just about power. Hucky, that was just my phone. Hucky, that was just my phone. Bing bong. That's Huck reverb. Yeah. Who's a good puppy? You are. What do you say? What do you say? Tell me. What do you say? What do you say? Yeah! There you go. Jeez. He hasn't had his coffee today yet. So So Marvel, we talked about that yesterday. I'm just being honest. Like, I'm hoping the cringe starts rolling back out again, because my channel has been greatly negatively affected by the strikes. It's like it's been extremely negatively affected. It's a crazy world where Blair White is sexier than Megan Rapinoe. I mean, that's not even close. Yeah, the Marvels are basically cooked. We talked about San Francisco, the homeless pirates marauding through the crime-ridden San Francisco Bay. They're literally going through and robbing people's houseboats now. I know, I could use a new shed. I could also use, like, you know, pay off the shed that I have. That would be nice, because the new shed's kind of big. I guess I'll probably just, I guess we'll just maybe dip a little early today. But I want to remind everyone, this stream was brought to you by Private Internet Access. I just put the link in the description. I'm sorry, in the chat. There's also one in the description. If you don't have a VPN, they're offering 83% off, 4 months free, unlimited content worldwide, unlimited bandwidth, a strict no logs policy. Easy to set up, 100% open source, easy to do. So if you don't have a VPN yet, use the link I just posted or the link in the description. Get it on your computer and your cell phones today. Protect yourself. The writer's strike is not still going, but the actor's strike is. Did you see the Wired article about Google search? Tricky it does with ads? I don't think so. Tomorrow we have Matt Kors of the GameStop meme stock fame on the channel. Carter had the guy who did the research on Google, scary stuff. Now Kaiser employees are, Kaiser's employees are striking. Yeah, 75,000 of them, right? I just want episodes of She-Hulk, yeah. Wait, VPN hasn't been allowing me to get around Trudeau's internet policing? Really? Have I seen anything but a Crow remake? No. I grew up in the era when the Crow was like the biggest thing. Like it was such a, you had to see the Crow. I don't remember if the movie was any good or not, to be honest with you. I don't remember it. I remember watching it at my cousin's house. But I don't remember like if it was any good or not. I want to tell you for days, teachers work 192 days out of the year. I work for the school district. Okay. So they work, what, 60% of the year. Japanese electronic smart toilets are the best. Yes, I have two of them. I have one in my office, outside of my office, and I have one in my master bedroom. All the rest are plebeian toilets. Great soundtrack. Yeah, 2024. Get Bongino Police State movie. Get on the Bolino. Yeah, I'm going to check that out. Am I in the minority that I like the original Blade movie? No, it's awesome, and it still holds up, I think. I think Blade still holds up. I tried to get Michael Malice on. He didn't return my DMs. Or I feel like he said yes and he never booked a date. I don't remember exactly. I'll have to look. I'll have to look that up. You poop in coffee brand coffee cans? I think that's a good use of them. I think it's a pretty good use of them. All right, I'm going to get on my standalone videos. I'm going to jump out and I got to mow the lawn. And then tomorrow we're going to have an interview. And tomorrow we will definitely do raids. So we'll definitely do raids tomorrow. So be thinking about who we should stop by. And put up your Halloween decorations this weekend. We'll see you guys tomorrow.